Get a microphone. This is how Dwayne Dunn did it on Saturday.
It's Pretty Brazen, the inside microphone and Oxen under the arches. It's Pretty Brazen over here, over on the far side, just in front. Pretty Brazen coming at it, microphone. Well, the rail's out six, and this is tight. Microphone's right in this. It's a photo finish between the two favourites.
Too smart, Matty Hill. You can't trick him. It was a tight finish, and Microphone getting up on the last stride. The start of a good day for Dwayne Dunn. He made it a double in the feature as well with Manolo Blahnik, and he's been on fire during the last couple of months. Great to have a chat to him. Well done again on Saturday, Dwayne.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Yeah, it's like your golden microphone you got there, I suppose. So you got a tip for this a couple of weeks ago, so it's come to fruition.
Yeah, well, I wish I'd followed you on Saturday, to be honest. It was a beautiful ride on microphone. Did you think you'd got up?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure when we hit the line. I was the Tony McAvoy horse had just put a half length on me at the 200-metre mark, and I had to wind him back in. But good effort by my horse to come down the middle on his own. You know, the horse was, the other Godolphin horse was with me, but with the blinkers on, he didn't really realise he was there. So, good effort. I think he's going to be a much better horse around the corner, and good to get the job done because it gets the prize money up and gives the Godolphin team plenty of options to pick races for him. And he's got enough prize money to get into the majors, so it was a good result on Saturday.
Well, you said before you love the Diamond. You've got a great record in the race, and these two-year-olds, I think you said they were like unwrapping Christmas presents. He's not nominated for the Diamond, but Vincock's saying that they definitely keep all options open. Does he give you the feel of a horse that has a quality to win a Diamond?
Oh, most certainly. He's picked him pretty early, and his first trial was pretty ordinary, but his second one was just wow, so... he's still a bit of a lad. He can let himself down a little bit in the yard and when he got to the races, but that's something hopefully he gives it away and concentrates more on his racing. Once you get on him and you take him to the start, he settles right down and he's very professional. So there's no doubt he's showing us the classes of a really nice horse.
And well done to win the feature for Tony. And great for Tony to get a feature race win at Flemington, Manolo Blahnik. And in the end, he was just dominant.
He certainly was. He did it the tough way. He had no favours, three wide, no cover, then pushed wider on the bend. And, you know, third up, he was hitting top peak fitness, and his work leading into it was first class. So it's great for Tony and his team to get a horse like this up and about. He's been a great supporter of mine ever since I came over to Victoria. And, you know, he had large numbers there at one stage. Now he's only got a small team, but he's doing a great job.
There's no doubt about that. It was a very impressive win on Saturday. A lot of good feedback about the way the track raced on Saturday as well. What do you think about Flemington?
Yeah, it played very fair. He probably put a little bit more water on it than he had done in the past, but it didn't really affect the way it played, which was great. And probably the wind was a bit of a factor Saturday. It was more of a helpful wind than a hindrance. So that gave those horses in that sort of three wide line a little bit more cover on the corner that they were out of the breeze. So it probably wasn't as big a negative to horses being caught wide on Saturday, but Liam's done a fantastic job since he's taken the job, and you know, he's had quite a few meetings there. He's got another one this weekend coming up, so he's he must be really proud of what he's presenting to us, and I think everyone's happy the way it's playing.
You seem to be riding better each and every week. 22 wins now. You're sitting fourth on the Metropolitan Jockey Premiership. And as we've said before, it's like you're back because it was a tough period for a while there.
Oh, most certainly. It's, you know, you just got to keep knocking on the doors. And, you know, there's no way to put yourself up in lights more than riding winners. So if you can consistently do that, which has been fantastic the last month, and, you know, getting great support, getting nice horses, and looking forward to going further into the autumn.
Is Microphone the one for you if they do nominate in the Diamond? Clearly the best that you think you've got for the Diamond?
Well, what I've seen so far, there's still a few more to be exposed yet, but like Oxen, I trialled him before that race on Saturday, and I thought he went a lot better than I thought he may. He gave me more of a feel that he's a three-year-old 1,400-metre miler, but I thought he raced really well on Saturday. He can take a nice step forward, I would think, going around a corner at Caulfield. So he's got a fantastic attitude. He's a lovely style of horse. So, you know, there's those sort of horses that will sort of step out of the shadows, I think, in the next week or two. And, it's an interesting race this year, and looking forward to it.
Well done, Dwayne. Another double on Saturday.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Michael.